I never consider how other people go to the bathroom. When you're not wealthy and you're not made.
And what if, that's right.
You know, that opens the door. Hello? You know, we're on the air. Oh, my God.
Hello! Welcome to the broadcast. Oh, honey. We're so glad to be here. Welcome.
Absolutely. Delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses
for what? The broadcast. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters.
Oh, the fun. I love that you did that.
Did you like it?
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola. We learned something from our time in the Swiss Alps.
You probably think you're hearing double. Of course you are. We're a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters.
Since birth.
That's right. That's right. Very often people cannot tell us apart.
Cool.
You listening at home or on your devices, your MP3 players and what have you, it's okay. It's okay. Nobody can tell us apart. You're fine.
We
don't
have
worry
a lot
about
of fun
it.
With it. And if our name does sound familiar to you, yes. We
of course
are
we are.
Those Filsons
yep.
of the Filson family.
Filbert fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
It's a fortune built on nuts.
We're a rich couple of nuts.
I guess you could call that. Hey, you know who's a nut?
You're a nut.
I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
Oh, you're cute.
God, I love this girl.
Oh, I'm the luckiest.
I'm
the luckiest.
Because you are a nut.
Tell me about our father.
Our father, Phil Filson, God rest his soul, said
may
my
rest
beautiful,
in peace.
identical twin daughters.
Yep.
Put us each on one knee.
All the time.
You know, he couldn't tell us
he
apart.
Never could.
Don't feel bad.
No.
He said to his beautiful daughters, don't rest on your nuts,
girl.
Yeah,
do something.
Go out there. Make a difference in
do
the world.
Do something with your lives.
So here we are.
So we're on Vashon Island. It's
That's
the thing.
Where we
it's
are
our
today.
Latest thing. Listen, we've had an act together for going on
75 years. Who's counting?
Listen, we've been all over the stages of vaudeville, the Catskills.
The stages of life.
You know, we've been on the television. We've been on the big screen.
We've
and
been
now
on
we're
the little box.
It. Yeah.
Remember when people used to gather around
do
the little
I?
Box? I'm not talking about the ice box, but it was about that time. Cranked up the old radio with Grandpa, and we said, hey, the famous Filson sisters are on.
Our very first record was on an old phonograph, an old Victrola.
You've heard of these things.
You've heard of it because Donna Summer sang about it in the 1970s. Turn up the old Victrola.
That was much later.
Gonna dance the night away. Great, Donna.
Look, we cannot
Donna,
make
Donna.
This stuff up about Vashon.
No.
You're
it's
not
such
here
a strange
right now,
place.
But you wouldn't believe it. It's similar to an island, only
smaller. And to keep it simple, they call the town Vashon, which is similar to a small town, only it's smaller.
And it's located west of Seattle, which
west
is a small town too, but in the other Washington, which is similar, but has more trees.
And we do not live here.
No.
But we love making a difference here.
And I think
on
we
the
do.
Voice of Vashon Radio. And please, you're wondering, is this a podcast? God, no. We can't figure out about an RSS feed. So if you know about RSS feeds, give us a call.
And
we'll
hire
you.
Yeah, get us a hold of our assistant, Jeff.
G-E-O-F-F.
He can help you out with that.
Yes.
And in the end, he will help us out. Anyway, we don't drive. We get dropped off here once a month for our show. We missed our show last month.
Yeah. What was it? I can't even remember.
I can't even remember. That's how busy we are.
That's how busy we are.
What
We're
did we
always
do?
Coming and going, coming and going, and coming and going. Speaking of which, you're listening to The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
Tonight's topic on the broadcast.
What is it?
Confessions from the Chamber of Commerce. Meet the sausage maker. The ins and outs of Islanders. Gross. A deeper exploration.
Disgusting.
And of course, as always, we have a fabulous guest with us here today on the broadcast.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. But first, before we introduce our guest.
Our topic fascinate you?
Yeah.
Does it terrify you?
Yeah.
Arouse your curiosity?
I'm aroused.
Either way, we're going to talk.
First, before we talk to our guest.
Our favorite segment.
What are we wearing today?
You
Nance.
Know, hey, you know when your identical twin sister looks this good, that you look pretty good
you
yourself.
You look so beautiful in
Don't
your Shaheen. I'm
do.
So happy to see you. And your Edward
Shaheen.
She has a beautiful Shaheen. It's authentic. It is very much of the Asian persuasion. It's got a draping sheer sleeve, black, beautiful poly blend gown with gold details, and then Asian lettering. Now, is it really Asian lettering,
say?
Or is it just artistic?
What do you think it says?
I
it says size medium.
Stand up.
Right,
it says,
that's right.
It says size medium Asian XL. That's what it says. It's a beautiful dress. And I love that you're wearing...
I'm wearing an Asian husky dress, basically.
It looks so good on you. And husky those earrings. You. God, I love you in those earrings.
Thank you. There you was.
I know. I knew you would like them.
And thank you again. And let's see. This is the time when I say you also look ravishing
thank
tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll post pictures soon.
I'll start to describe what my beautiful, please, identical Swiss, please, Swister Swiss, is wearing. That's kind of cute.
Swiss Miss.
A Swister.
Swister. Your ring. This is a new ring.
Ah, do you like?
I love.
It's actually a parting gift from our last engineer.
It's very, more on very that later.
He said, don't ever call me again.
Oh, boy.
But you can have this ring. With this ring, I thee break up with you.
I never want to see you again.
My sister is also wearing black. Where's the funeral?
Yeah.
You've got a really beautiful gathered area under your bosom.
Thanks.
With bedazzled... Mm-hmm.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. That's a good way to see. I never can come up with any good descriptions. Yeah. You have a lot of jewelry on.
Thanks.
What aren't you wearing?
I'm also
chopsticks in your hair.
Thank you. Now I tried to find my solid gold chopsticks. I couldn't, so I had to go with sterling. I'm sorry.
You know what that's going to feel like on your solid gold teeth later.
Don't you know it? Don't you know it?
Hey, let's say hello to our engineer.
Who is it today?
Who could it be today?
We have a brand new engineer, and dear God, let this one stay with us.
Engineers, ex-husbands.
We got plenty.
Plenty to go around.
Plenty to go around. Everyone, I'd like to introduce you to the one and only...
Chris Austin.
Well, it's an honor to be here. And your alimony check is a little late.
We are so thankful.
We should be so lucky.
We don't know where we went wrong. You know, we've always had very loyal staff. They're highly paid.
Yes.
They have a steady stream of macrobiotic diets.
We do not pay the engineer.
Is that it?
I think that could be it.
This is for Sean, though. I figured everyone just does it for the,
you
know.
Don't you get a paycheck? Don't people get paychecks for this job? I don't know.
Were they waiting for us to pay?
Maybe.
I have a feeling it's because we took our work home, if you know what I mean. The last one was quite handsome.
This is considered community service if you do this.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This is a big deal,
like,
though.
Tell your parole officer.
From deep in the heart of Texas, where he hosts the wildly popular country music show Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
Chris Austin gets around too. And I'm absolutely delighted he's going to be at least our engineer for today.
You're a regular celebrity in your own right. What are your radio shows here on the Voice of Vichon?
The Mostly True radio show.
Oh. The Mostly True.
Mostly True.
Yeah.
But it's not entirely true. Is this presidential sort of?
Disclaimer right up front.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake.
Good, we invented it.
This guy's funny.
I'm going to have to listen in. Can you remind me that? Make a note.
Sometimes if we're feeling tired, I think we could just let him take over. And we could just
I thought you were going to say, when we're feeling tired, we'll listen to a show. Put us right to sleep.
Us right up.
You need to go to sleep.
We brought you a present. We brought you a little present.
Show him. This has a little something to do with it, or is this me?
Okay, we brought champagne to congratulate you on your new job working for us for free, and some chocolates.
Oh,
so you know.
See? It's not free after all.
The champagne, sis.
You get paid.
Listen, right. Here
these
she goes.
The leftover Halloween candy?
Those are fresh.
Oh, come on.
I bought those today. Those are fresh.
Come on.
Popping a little champagne.
We don't have kids. Why would
to
we?
To celebrate with Chris Austin, our new engineer. Great Foley work, sister. Our guest is delighted. Hi, we're on the air, so I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know, doll. I don't know, doll.
No. Oh, the street people of Vichon.
They're very funny. Yeah. They're very funny. Well dressed, though. Oh, well, we
and
always
I will join you because
engineer,
we always
Chris,
said it was just rude to drink alone.
It's rude to drink alone. Chris, what did you have for lunch today?
Scotch, mostly.
Okay.
Very
this
good.
Like a
so you're ready for
him.
Your champagne dessert.
Like, it's Scottish food, you know, like McDonald's.
It's grain, whole grain. I'm pretty
haggis
sure.
Haggis and a bottle of something. Just to get the haggis down.
Oh.
Ice is good
welcome,
for you.
Welcome, honey. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. And if you have any comments at all, we actually don't take comments.
Direct them
to yourself.
You can
send them to Jeff, G-E-O-F-F. Yeah. Let us know how we're doing.
But folks, if you're at home thinking, I want to get in touch with these gals, they're fun.
Oh, it's easy.
Find us on social media. The famous Filson sisters. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. I don't think we Twitter. I don't think we Twitter, but I don't know for sure.
Well, we're
you can email us. You can email us. It's an acronym for the Identical Twin Sisters. It's TITS at famousfilsonsisters.com.
Something like that.
It's very similar to that anyway. Is that why we getting the emails.
Just send to all the derivations of that email address, and they're bound to get to us.
Look, check your spam folder.
Okay. If you're listening, do send us an email, because we have a theory.
It's like a suggestion box. Yeah. It's just a suggested email, too.
It's a suggested email. It's like a suggested donation. We're just back from Pusong.
It's Pusong.
Pusong.
Pusong. Which Pusong. Makes me sort of blush every time I see
Pusong.
Pusong.
A name that makes my sister blush.
I love it.
It's in Korea. Did you know that? Korea. North or south? I don't know.
Because we're not big on directions.
It's the one you're allowed into. You know?
Well, clearly.
Or
I think
it?
More importantly is how they let you leave.
Yeah.
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 I think that's
kind of a kiss on the cheek and get the hell out of here. I don't know if that's just
a very exciting trip for us.
We're not big on directions, north, south, who can say, but I do know this, and I am so excited to announce it.
It is
so excited. These identical twin sisters that you're listening to this very moment are the brand new faces of the scent of the fabulous brand new high-end perfume, Kimchi Kimchi.
It's a perfume so nice they named it twice.
It's great.
Don't
savory.
You love me? I love being the face of a smell.
I do too.
Because it's really fun. There are spokespeople out there everywhere.
And they you spoke know,
for the hair products, for the Manolo Blahniks.
Yeah,
for jewelry, the Cartier. But this are literally we just have to smell.
That's all
like
we have
kimchi,
to do.
Kimchi, kimchi,
and you know,
pretty
fermented things are so hot right now.
Really
fermentation is all the rage. If you don't have a balanced intestinal flora, what do you have? Nothing.
Yeah, people are always talking about comfortable shoes, but I really think. That probiotics are where it's at.
Yep, absolutely.
Take care of that gut garden and it will take care of you.
Yeah.
I wish that our listeners could smell the kimchi.
It's very savory. It's almost tangy.
It's a little bit tangy.
It's a little bit tangy.
Oh, for sure.
And if you could smell spice, and I think that you can, you get a note of the spice.
You know what it reminds me of is that sauerkraut phase of the 1960s.
Oh, that was hot.
You know, it was there was the groovy music.
Yep.
People were freer, mood-enhancing drugs, the macrame.
And the macrobiotics,
I think it had a lot to do with the sauerkraut.
I definitely
agree. We're very on the cutting edge here, and we're so glad that the people in Pusong recognize that.
Yeah.
We literally just have to smell. Like kimchi. We don't actually have to, go
out. So wherever you are, get yourself a bottle and splash on a converted metric measure of kimchi kimchi and hit the town. You smell
it's
great.
It's going to be great.
You make a real impression.
Oh, this is our time for our favorite segment.
Introducing the guest. There it is. This engineer
is
good. This engineer is good.
So far.
I think he's our best yet.
Let's ask him out for drinks later. No,
that's
not
our
again.
Problem.
Get too close to our work.
No fraternizing. Welcome to our guest today, James Mosh.
Thank you, ladies.
He might be go. He might go by Jim or some other exotic
it's
nickname.
James, when I owe you money.
That's pretty cute.
Welcome, honey.
Thank you,
Jim. We have never met our phone friend
in
real life.
We've never met.
Such a, it's well, I've seen you perform, of course.
That's sweet.
So
probably since you were a baby.
Pretty much. Yeah. But no, we've never met in person. So I'm a little. I'm a little nervous.
As you should be.
Yeah.
We'll try not to take you home, too.
Yeah.
Is it just totally awkward being in an identical twin sandwich here? My sister is on one side, I'm on the other. You can't tell us apart at all.
No, it's very difficult. And, and your voices are so much alike.
Identical. Identical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that identical twins cannot harmonize?
They can't do it.
They can't?
No. Not at
it's
all. We've been singing for years.
It's biologically impossible.
We are so alike that we can't
so
possibly sing a different
to
note.
Each other. That's we can't. Yeah. We
so
can't.
We could try it right
now. We could
now.
Try it right
how
now.
How do you manage when you sing
Watch,
together?
I'm going to sing.
We sing,
I'm gonna
we sing we'll sing the melody.
Let me sing a little something for you.
All right.
My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
Do you want me to sing along?
I was hoping.
Oh, go ahead.
My gift is my song, and this one's for you. See, we're trying to harmonize.
Yeah.
And also staying on key. Staying on key seems to be a really difficult thing.
Well, when you're twins.
I'm impressed with how many people are in the audience here.
It's,
versus
isn't
other
that great?
Shows.
Yeah. We have our first.
We have a huge following on Vachon.
Huge.
Yes.
You know, the people of Vachon just come out to say, whoa, look at those closed-toed shoes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they're not rubber boots.
Makeup.
And they're not rubber boots, right.
Yeah.
Shiny
this is
things.
Such a strange place.
Also the smell.
Closed-toe?
No.
Well, they've got
they're
large
open
holes
everywhere
in them. They're
else.
Open. I would call those open shoes for sure.
Oh, God. Jim, We call you once a month.
Yes, you do.
And here you are live and in person.
Yes, I am.
And you look so different from what I expected.
Oh, no.
You're not non-attractive, Jim. It's just
I'm not non-attractive.
No, just wildly different from anyone we'd ever sleep with.
I'm great. Great. I'm going to put that on my profiles.
You're safe,
I'm
honey.
Not non-attractive. I'm just someone that you most likely wouldn't sleep with. Thank you.
Just according to us.
Just according to
you. I expected you to look less like James Spader.
I've gotten James Spader before.
Oh, very much. Don't you see it?
I'm seeing that.
Listen, we know James. We go way back with James. Yeah. Way back to the Bright Lights, Big City, cocaine days.
Oh, my God. I've gotten James Spader secretary and James Spader Boston legal.
Yes.
Wait, James Spader's secretary in the movie called Secretary, where he like rode her with a saddle.
Oh my God, remember
in
that
in the foyer
when he made her take off her shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he didn't like it taking off her shoes. Something
no,
about the shoes.
Did.
Something about
lick
shoes.
Shoes.
I can't
we
remember.
We should watch that on the plane tonight.
James Spader is a very handsome man and charismatic.
He's not non-attractive.
He's not non-attractive at all.
That's good.
He's got swagger. And so do you, Jim.
Well, thank you very much.
He's got swagger.
I appreciate that.
Confidence is everything.
It is.
Hey,
it's
can
not
I
all
you
about
a drink?
The face.
Oh, that would be great.
Here you are.
Thank you. I like the crystal glasses.
Isn't you're welcome.
Nice? Leaded, so you may.
We weren't
you know,
sure if they actually used
yeah,
glasses out here on Vashon, or if it was like a wooden chalice.
Are you doing this because
you.
You're into
you.
Recycle, reuse, or do you just
no,
refuse
we only drink
to have
out of leaded crystal.
Okay.
No. We
that's
always
good.
Bring our own.
It's
our
amazing
own stemware.
How what's things like that are kind of coming back into vogue.
Right?
People are bringing you know their own silverware to events or their own
that's
little plates
absurd.
To events.
I think that's cheap.
What are you talking about? You
like
take
a,
your
like
own silverware in your pocketbook
yeah.
well, when you
yeah,
go to someone
it's kind
else's
of a
house.
Here on the
we don't do potluck though. If that's what is that like a potluck thing when you bring your own cutlery?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. BYO,
what is lucky about that?
BYO flatware.
I go yeah. if I get an invitation. I expect it to be wines. I expect it to be dined. I someplace to sit,
comfortable chair,
something nice.
Someone
some
to
candles.
Take my coat. Someone to park my
someone
car.
Someone to rub my feet at the end of the night.
Hand
when
me a
like
fork
a crazy
if I need
person.
A fork.
Yeah, if I want to dance.
Gosh.
Or how many forks out do you go? You know, like in your table set.
It depends. It surely right. does depend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should
and do you know
us.
Your fork from your
I
fork?
Do. Yes.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Yeah.
You see,
you
my
did.
Sister still has her forks and her wig from Pusong. She,
yeah.
Yeah, she had to bring her own.
I always brought a fork in the wig because, listen, the thing is, they use chopsticks.
That's true.
Sometimes you're too tired
it was
and you're
hard
too drunk.
To find out. Also, the little bowl where you're supposed to clean your hands mm-hmm. and feet before the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made a big mistake there. That will not be made again.
Well,
it didn't
affect our sponsorship. Oh, we just swallowed it right down. I thought it was just a giant bowl of broth.
I thought it was something, to cleanse the palate.
It was delicious.
And it was delicious. It was kind of a cucumber thing.
Have you ever been in the Orient?
I have not.
It's wonderful.
No.
It's so exotic.
So
different.
Exotic.
Do they
so
actually
different.
Allow you to call it the Orient these days?
No, they don't. They don't
well,
like it.
Yeah.
We
don't speak the same language, though.
You know, appropriation, shamropriation is what I say.
You do?
Yeah,
tell
I do.
Tell them, Swister.
I say, listen, if I want to wear chopsticks in my hair and I want to call it the Orient, well, maybe I shouldn't. I guess that's what I say.
Yeah.
I wait till somebody tells me I'm doing it wrong and then I say, okay.
I think we should get off this subject post-haste because I'm not going to do well on this one. I'm just not.
Isn't she cute?
I'm just going to say Pusong over
so
and over
cute.
And over today.
Jim.
Yes.
Our source has dug up some interesting and obviously untrue facts about you. The story of you, Jim.
Yes.
Completely fabricated.
It seems fascinating,
as
though.
It may be.
It starts in Chicago,
yes.
right? On
yep.
In a field of Brussels sprouts. I swear to God, that's what I read.
What?
Yeah, we love
tell me this.
Brussels.
I'm from the Chicagoland area.
Chicagoland?
Yeah, I grew up in a town of about 10,000 people west of Chicago.
A suburb.
It wasn't a suburb when I was born. It was a suburb when I left.
Okay.
So
more rural
rural.
All right.
Rural.
But I've lived in Chicago pretty much since I was 18.
You don't live in Chicago now?
I do not. So until I moved out here.
You left
Did you go
Chicago
straight from Chicago
right
to Vashon?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's
now,
nuts.
Now, when you were in Chicago as a grown-up man, mm-hmm. were you in Chicago proper? You were still out
I was
in
Chicago proper.
All right,
what
and this
a
is
rude
where,
awakening.
And there's a Brussels sprout farm downtown Chicago.
It actually wasn't a Brussels sprout farm. It was just like alfalfa sprouts. So.
Oh.
So your family grew alfalfa sprouts?
Not my family. My dad was a pilot for United Airlines.
Ooh la la.
Okay, I think I know him.
Ritzy titsy.
But,
Mile High Club.
No, it was one of the first businesses I ran and started and and did in Chicago, which was growing organic sprouts. 17 different varieties of organic sprouts.
17
that
varieties.
That is fascinating.
What was your most exotic variety?
Garlic sprouts, believe it or not.
What?
Mm.
Garlic
sounds
have
refreshing.
Seeds.
I'm intrigued.
Garlic have seeds.
No.
And you can sprout them like
Where
any
the seeds?
Seed. You ever seen a garlic flower?
No.
No, they're beautiful.
Oh.
They look very Dr. Seussian.
We don't cook. We do make reservations, though. Yes. And maybe we should make reservations at a place where they...
Hey, do the garlic sprouts.
The garlic sprouts.
And the garlic sprouts, so they taste garlicky.
Garlicky.
They're just little, like, they're just like little...
And are they real live? You know, they say sprouts
really
are so alive and they're so good for you.
Yes.
Huh.
They were good for you.
They're good for you.
This is great because we're talking.
Business, I had a business growing organic sprouts in the town that is known as the Hog Butcher of the World.
That's
what Chicago
is. Is it because of like a serial killer?
No, it was because it was the stockyards and the where they would
very blue collar. Hot.
Truly
I like that. I love a blue collar man.
You like a hairy guy.
There's restaurants there called Mr. Beef.
Oh, that's a dance club I've been
there,
to.
Yeah.
Actually in Brussels.
Yeah.
In the real Brussels.
Yeah. Fun. Very fun.
Talk about the smell of kimchi at the end of the night.
Oh.
So yes, so, that's somewhat factually right.
We have questions, but you can just tell us, like, why there and then here?
How did you come here?
Well, the person that I wanted to live with was living in Seattle, and we wanted to move to an island, and we just kind of looked around at various places, and we kept landing on
Staten Island.
Vashon.
Seems closer to home.
I was ready to move. I was going to lose east of the Mississippi in a divorce. So,
you need to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. So, we came to Vashon and had one of those typical magical Vashon days where we found a place to live in the time frame we wanted to live, the price we wanted to live in the perfect house. And then we went to the coffee roasters and ran into people that she knew and ran into people that I knew.
You
and then
kidding?
We got invited to a party and we went to the party and met more
lovely.
People that knew of us. So it was kind of like, I guess we're home.
Wow. Oh. And you never turned back.
It sounds hallucinogenic.
It does. It was all within one day and we got back and it was like, what just happened?
Wow.
And that seems to be what Vashon does to people.
It's
I
a
think.
Strange place. I'll give
home.
It that.
Yeah.
I've never felt like I'm at home here.
No, we just leave immediately after our
I've
show.
Never met any people. Never met a single person from Vashon other
We've
than
had
our
15
guests.
Engineers.
Right.
We meet our engineers.
Many engineers.
Oh, boy, do we meet our
many
engineers.
Many engineers. That's true. That's
Chris, you're
true.
Lucky.
It's a special place, but we find it more quirky than anything. I don't know that
15th time's the charm, I believe they say. So if you were going out to celebrate and you wanted to
that
have a nice meal
question.
With some garlic sprouts and maybe not,
I don't know.
Where do you go out on Vashon Island? Where do you like to go?
Where I like to go? I think if I'm going to go someplace really, really special,
yeah.
I go to Bramble House.
Oh, we love Leah.
Do you know, we're just going to reveal a little something. We got in early today and you know Bramble House is closed on Mondays and we said...
And
Leah, we need a sandwich.
Leah,
we're
make
famished.
Us a little something.
We're famished.
And she made you a sandwich. She got
of course
up.
Of she did.
With all the staff. I mean, not just any sandwiches,
right.
You can imagine.
Oh,
and we sat down.
Gorgeous. Not a Dagwood exactly, but almost.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A croque monsieur.
A Dagwood.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anybody
so
mention
good.
A Dagwood in ages.
Oh,
well, hang out with
Dagwood.
Some old gals and you're going to hear some old references.
Did you ever work with the people that in the old Blondie movies?
Oh, sure we did. Sure we did. We were, in fact, brought in as expert consultants because they had a set of twins in the third film,
Marcy
I believe.
Marcy and Mavis.
Yeah.
And Mavis
they didn't
was
cast
like
us because we were too old to play the parts at the time. They needed someone in the 20s. And at that time, we were well into our 40s.
Okay.
I remember that well. And then it was a time when contracts were very, you know, you could play Footloose and Fancy Free with that sort of thing. You could
Except
come on and off.
You might also get owned by a studio for a very long time. MGM owned us. We couldn't do anything else.
So you were in the studio. So
that was a very short time
were.
When we were engaged with a studio. The rest of the time, we were born rich and... God willing, we'll die rich.
Yeah,
we
never
always
need the
been
money.
Able to
that
make
makes
our
it
own
easy.
Thing. We just have fun.
And I always tell people, learn from our successes.
Yeah.
You don't have to take the money. You don't. If you don't want to do it, say no thanks. You know, who needs it?
Like our engineer here today.
Who needs
it? He doesn't get paid, but he loves the work.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great moral code for anyone to
you
follow.
You don't have to get paid.
Children today.
Just love the work.
Artists. Yeah, sure.
Always,
get dressed up.
It's always
dress up a little more.
Yeah. Put on your face.
Actually, you know, I lost a bet. That's why I'm here.
Oh, well, that's got just a little bit more interesting.
Now, Jim, I heard that you also have a radio show, that you're a radio artiste of your own self.
I do have a
What
radio
is your radio show called?
It's called the Whiskey Hour Radio
I
Program.
I knew it.
The Whiskey Hour. Do you drink a lot of whiskey?
Actually, I don't drink.
You don't drink at all?
I don't drink at all.
False advertising.
Yeah. Do you do other extracurriculars?
Like my Spanx.
Cocaine? You know, do you dabble in prescription uppers, downers?
Something from the Ozarks?
I'm pretty straight edge about my intake. Interesting. Of chemicals.
And how is it fun? Is it boring? It sounds boring.
It's much it better. Trust me, I'm 28 years not drinking or doing
good
anything, and that's probably a good thing.
How
for
do
everybody.
You sleep at night?
I mean, quite well.
Do you?
What's sex like?
Yeah. Never had
quite
sober.
Well.
Sober?
It's fascinating.
I love those sober sex clubs. I heard about them. Yeah.
You remember it.
I remember it, right.
They have a name.
Usually?
No, it's always very consensual.
Oh, this is going somewhere I wasn't ready for. Can we just talk about the Orient again?
Yeah, no danger.
Okay, tell
there.
Us about your radio show. Is it here on The Voice of Vashon?
It is on The
also?
Voice of Vashon. It's on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Party time.
Nice. Every Friday night?
Every Friday night, yeah.
That's a lot. Your phone's ringing.
Sure
who's
is.
That
take
now?
Take your thyroid pill.
Sorry. Yeah.
I knew it. Or else.
Or else.
Yeah, it's on Friday nights. I did it just, I really like music and I wanted to...
They really... Do you want me to answer
that?
No,
favorite
I don't.
Song?
Sorry, that's my phone. Okay. I would cameo on somebody else's show and they very nicely suggested in a very Canadian way that I get my own show, which was a way to just say, stop stopping by and sabotaging my show.
Is take it off, a music show?
Yeah.
Take what? Off, eh?
A music show? A chatting
not really.
Show?
They don't play very...
The mostly true
it was,
show.
Yeah, it was on Chris's show.
He was,
oh, I was going to say, you don't need to name names, but hey, here he's sitting is. Right here.
That's why there's a little animosity right now between us.
I could slice the tension with a knife.
He was the unknown underwriter.
Bring one.
Yeah, I was your unknown underwriter reader. And I came by for an interview and stayed, and it was enjoyable. And then until it was enjoyable for me,
you
it wasn't enjoyable
time.
For the other people.
Our numbers were dropping on Neil from Pole.
Yeah. Get your own damn show.
So that's pretty much it. So I like to think that I'm the Mork and Mindy, or the Whiskey Hour Apron is the Mork and Mindy to the Happy Days.
Weren't they fun? The spinoffs.
Mostly true.
We think of ourselves as the Laverne and Shirley to almost everything else.
Yeah, that's a good
another
one.
Spinoff.
Or the Lenny
Happy
and
Days.
Squiggy. Depends. On the day.
If only they were identical twins. And, you know, they originally were written as identical
twins. Well, I think
twins.
They tried. I remember the pilot.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And we said we would never live in a place that looks this shabby. It just wasn't for us.
Nope. We said clearly Milwaukee.
No.
Sayonara.
No, thanks.
Hey, speaking of
that
kimchi.
Something
kimchi.
She learned, that's what you learned how to say in the Orient recently. Hey, it's time for our favorite segment. No, wait.
Oh, wait. A word from our sponsor.
Excuse me. He's fast.
He's so good.
And now a word from our sponsor. We love our sponsors, you know. Hold, please, on that. Okay, in one moment. Thanks to our sponsor, Beef Butt Cold Cuts. Every day you have to eat, so why not eat Beef Butt? Ask your deli counter for thin slice herb roasted turkey for your fall sandwiches. Beef Butt Cold Cuts. When you want the best, but they don't carry a boar's head, ask for Beef Butt Cold Cuts. And splash of kimchi.
Okay.
What is this?
I don't know. I swear I didn't write that.
I swear this is Jeff again.
God.
He's such a prankster.
And now it's time for a very special segment.
Called Hot or Not.
Oh boy.
But this isn't the song for it.
The Good Life.
This isn't the good life. This is if I knew you would come and I'd have baked a cake.
That was when we introduced our guest. But if you would like to come back in and pretend like we've never seen you and go over how you're non-attractive.
Damn it.
All right.
All right. Fade that one out.
We got this. We don't want to owe anybody any money.
It's like my mother used to say, I'm cute like a stomach pump.
Oh, God. I love you, mother. Where was she born?
Nebraska, Bellevue, Nebraska.
Bellevue, Nebraska.
That's confusing because there's one in Washington, right?
Yeah. They've got a great mall.
I've heard.
Great mall.
Yeah, you know, quite a Christmas scene, too.
And now it's time for our
favorite segment,
Hot or Not.
It's an unpaid position. It's a volunteer position. Just stop screwing your face up over there, sister.
There it is.
Hey, Vashon Island is such a unique little place.
It is.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
And you're right in the thick of it as the numero uno of the Chamber of Commerce. And what
Chamber of Commerce.
It kind of sounds like it should have an echo.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce,
Chamber of Commerce, Secrets.
It sounds kind of Hollywood. Like,
yeah.
Echo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can some like, kind of governor or...
Like if you have a misstep, you can never go in again. You are strictly verboten from entering the chamber
good word.
Of commerce.
But what is he? Is he governor?
No. Are you governor?
A magistrate?
No.
Like an ombudsman?
Nope. A duke?
Nope. There's
How
no
about
title.
A liaison?
Not really.
No? Well, okay. It sounds exciting.
Is there a chambermaid to clean the chamber of commerce?
No.
Chamber pot?
We don't sponsor chamber music, although I think we should.
That's a great idea. Yeah. What do you call yourself?
My title is executive director.
Executive. Oh, I love an executive.
I do too. Oh. I love a director.
What do I love more than a blue collar man? An executive.
Really?
Yeah, as long as he smells good.
You go both ways. You're on the spectrum there. You like the hairy backs.
I
you like the rough
all.
Hands. And then you like the suit.
It's very smooth.
The title.
Yeah.
You should consider a title. I mean, something spicier than executive
director.
Do you
ever wear like a regalia?
A sash?
No, epaulettes?
No, yeah.
Colors?
No regalia associated with the position.
It's a shame.
Crocs?
Do you wear Crocs, sir?
I do have a pair of Crocs.
Oh, dear Lord.
What
color?
He didn't wear them to a show.
They were red. They're now pink.
Faded.
They faded, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a long time relationship with a pair of Crocs. Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't buy a new pair.
Yeah.
No, at least there's that.
I was like, all right, I'll try this. Recycle. And then went to the dark side. And
are they comfortable? Wait a minute.
What does
it
matter?
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
What
I
does
don't
it matter?
Care.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
How long have you been out here on Vishon doing this Chamber of Commerce business?
This is my 7th year. I'll be in
Seven years is a big deal. That's a sweet spot. It's a lucky or is that an unlucky year?
7 is very seven unlucky, so be careful
sorry.
This year.
All right.
Be careful.
We've been visiting here for years and it's quite mysterious to us. We have no idea how the town is run or even
strange.
Why.
Why?
Yeah. There seems to everything closes down at 8 o'clock.
At best. Yep. Yeah. And nothing opens again until
11
the next day.
Why make reservations? Yeah. There's
it's
only three things
and
open
also, where would
on
you
Wednesdays.
Go? If they're open, you can go to the pharmacy and get yourself a pillow for your hemorrhoids. You can go to the grocery
Don't
store
ask her how she knows
to
that.
Get some chocolate and Prosecco. That's right. About it.
Right. What I bet you just sit there at your probably a very stately desk in the Chamber of Commerce.
Mahogany. Is it mahogany? Is your desk
I wish
mahogany?
It was mahogany.
No? Marble?
No, it's not marble.
It's probably a tongue and groove
it's
maple.
It's just a normal
something
press board.
Locally made?
Press board.
Yeah,
press
yeah.
board.
For
mica on top?
No, it's just...
faux wood paneling?
No. Yeah, it's laminated.
We've been
laminated.
Calling your offices for years
you
now.
Have.
Or maybe months.
Our office is very nice. Our office was built for a real estate company.
It's beautiful.
And they did very nice. And so the offices are well proportioned and they're well put out and a nice.
That's what I always say about my sister. She's well proportioned.
And put out.
Yeah.
And put out.
And
press,
put out. Made a press board.
And made a press board.
Parts of her off. Parts
That's
of her
off. That's why I'm formaldehyde is my friend.
We have a nice fireplace with some leather armchairs by it.
Oh,
so
that's
you can kind of sit
very
by and,
chic.
I don't mind
know,
that.
You Regal. Find out about,
do you have an ottoman?
We do not have
you
an
You just
ottoman.
Hang out by the fire with your cigar and wait for people to the people of the town to come with troubles with
yeah,
you? And
yeah, we just hang out by the fireplace.
Do people just come to you with their troubles?
We get a lot of people who come with troubles and ideas or...
ideas.
Troubled ideas.
Troubled
people
ideas.
People around
you.
Ideas
about ideas. To make trouble.
Like a human suggestion box.
It is a bit like that.
Tell us what is the most challenging request you get from a Vishon native.
Yeah.
The most challenging
I call
request.
Them natives because they dress a little like they're on the wild side.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't have to be from here, but they've...
The locals.
They've taken on the mode of dress.
The yokels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most challenging...
Or like a real weird one that you'd go home and go, oh, God.
Oh, God. What am I going
to
do?
Listen to this.
I had somebody call to complain about his neighbor's ducks. Who apparently were very aggressive to his side of the yard, and he was very concerned because the ducks lived somewhat close to town.
I'm going to need another drink.
And he was concerned about like people parking for Strawberry Festival or something that the ducks would attack them, and it was a tourism issue for the fact that the ducks were aggressive and attacking him, and it was like I was somehow supposed to do something about. Angry ducks.
I want to know what you did, not what
I
you were
basically
thinking
listened and said, oh, okay, thank you for that. Have you tried calling animal control or talking to your neighbor or throwing bread out for them. And
put it on their bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Peking. Little Peking duck.
Yeah.
So with a side of kimchi.
That unfortunately, that person went away less than, I would say, nonplussed the fact that I had no authority to do anything about the angry ducks.
Don't fall under your umbrella.
What do you do then? If you can't take care of a neighbor's duck situation, what do you do at the Chamber of Commerce? I mean, what happens there? I know how an executive director should dress. I can imagine. Yeah. I can see it in my mind with the ottoman and the leather and the cigars.
Sweater. Yeah,
naturally.
Right. Yeah,
beautiful.
Right. Yeah,
elegant.
Well, we do a lot of work to help benefit the local businesses. So we help market
all four of
this
vibrant town.
Yes,
wow.
This vibrant town.
When are you going to get a cheesecake factory?
We won't get a cheesecake factory.
Now, why do you say that? You jump right to that.
She's so angry. Honey, don't unfurl. Unfurl. Okay, unfurl that. Unfurl. You're going to have to get another injection.
It's not because cheesecake factory is a bad place. It's that a franchise type establishment like that requires a population of at least 35,000.
Well, how many people live here? We see so many people.
About 11,000?
11 people?
11 people. I knew it.
That makes
it's
sense.
What I always
it's
assumed.
Always that same lady. The lady in the boots. The rubber boots.
Or 11, the Crocs.
11,000
people. 35,000 people.
Yeah, that's why there's, you know, very...
McDonald's doesn't want any part of this.
Yep, neither does Trader Joe's, neither does... Mm. And so, you know, there's not a very large market on the island of, as you say, natives.
What about this Subway, TM?
Subway has a different model for their franchise. So they have, because their overhead is lower. If you think about a Subway, they don't have all the equipment.
We don't think about a Subway, but that's why I'm asking.
I've never been in.
No. You've never been to a Subway. Well, the Subway here is owned by a great, great, great family. They're a lot of, they're very sweet and they're very nice. And
all right.
Family owned.
Family owned, yeah.
Well, we can get behind that.
You know, and it's a franchise. And on Vashon, you know, it's a place that you can get a relatively... at lower priced lunch than other places.
Uh-huh. We have a family-owned business, and I can totally appreciate that.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I mean, they are a franchise, which supports them. But actually, the best place to get a nice lunch at less than $5 is the Senior Center.
Talk to me.
Really? So, yeah. Well, I'm curious as hell.
Most weekdays, you'll have to check it out. But most weekdays, they do a dinner from or a lunch from like 11:30 to 12:30 or something.
What's
like
on
that.
The
are
menu?
Are you asking us out?
We accept.
Right.
If I would have known that was a possibility, I would have been a little more. I don't know. I would have worn a suit more.
More
I
James
apologize.
Spader.
Yeah, I would have been more James Spader and less Vashon Jim. And you know,
what do they serve with it?
Soup is the most in the Senior Center.
It changes. They change up the menu every day. So, but they post it in their newsletter. And
like a stroganoff, a nice stroganoff.
Sometimes there's a stroganoff. Sometimes there's salmon. Sometimes there's chicken. Sometimes they've got some Syrian family cooking one night. Weeks.
Interesting.
So, do you know this joke, Jamash, where there's an 80-year-old man? He's having a fabulous birthday party thrown by all of his younger family members, and they have a large cake that a beautiful woman in a bikini jumps out of the cake and she says, "I'm here to give you a night of super sex." And he says, "I'll take the soup."
Oh, God, you're cute.
That was fun. I think we should tell that one if we go
that
into lunch.
That was really fun.
And that is the type of jokes you will hear at the Vashon Senior Center if you go there for lunch. Not to say that other restaurants aren't great, because, you know, we've got some great.
What's the worst restaurant on the island?
Oh, can you say that? I mean, we can because we don't live here.
The ones that close.
Oh, very, very
so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
They can't make it selling food here.
You're out.
Yeah.
We are so glad you're here because we can tell you got the real pulse on the nation.
Yeah.
So we're going to play our game. It's called Hot or Not. This is very easy.
Yeah. All right.
We just say a thing, trend, a hot trend. Relating to Vashon Island, and you tell us
if you want to discuss,
hot
you can
or not.
We PS.
Okay.
Yeah, hot or not. Okay,
I'll start this out, sis.
Go ahead. Oh, all right. Thank you. Kimchi.
Hot.
Great. Tai Chi or other forms of self-defense.
I think Tai Chi is hot.
Yeah.
Do you know, they go so slowly.
Yeah very
so slowly.
Slow. It's not like Krab Maga. Is that what the other one's called?
No.
Krab Maga.
Isn't that Crab Rangoon?
I actually thought that was
I love Crab Rangoon. That's delicious.
It's an Oriental dish, and I have no idea how to pronounce it. All right. So, conflict-free yoga?
Conflict-free yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, I always have a conflict with yoga, so I'm going to say not.
Same. Do you have goat yoga?
We probably do have goat yoga.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I bet you do. We have hot yoga.
Hot.
Oh, is hot
That's
yoga hot still?
Hot yoga is very hot.
It's still a thing.
Yeah. It's still a thing, yeah.
What about an overheated goat doing yoga with you? I don't understand this.
I have yet to see
this.
An overheated goat doing yoga.
I would wear extra kimchi to that class. Right.
I don't know if you would, though. Goats will eat anything.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
How about the keto diet?
Not.
Nice.
Thank you.
Fall footwear, not for wearing in the fields. We can only surmise that this island is comprised primarily of deep sea fishermen and nurses.
Because of the clogs.
Is that the
so
case?
So the fall footwear, there's no cute fall boots coming out here.
There's always cute fall boots
coming out. And we're talking
here.
Like leather from an animal. Yeah. Really supple, nice Italian leather with a stacked
You'd be
heel.
Surprised. There are people that have very good boot etiquette here.
No.
When's the last time you left the island?
Actually, last night.
I've heard that a local will watch somebody walking down, and by their footwear, they can say she's not from here.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true. Mm-hmm. You tend not to have super nice stuff because it's the sidewalks end and then you're in mud or dirt.
Tell Shel Silverstein.
Well, then you will have people.
Yeah,
you have people. You have you have like a blanket or a towel or one of their favorite
chivalrous gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Puts his cape down for you,
or throws you on his back.
Yeah,
and gets you to the other part of.
You know what?
Because
I love
we're
that.
A small population, we do not have a lot of porters or
chivalry.
Yeah,
rickshaws.
We need to change
rickshaws.
This.
Interesting.
And you tell me I'm racist. Yeah. All right, cross-dressing for Halloween only.
Cross-dressing. Hey, free to be you and me.
Oh.
Okay. A Vashon street person just modeled her new haircut. That's very,
very
nice.
Cute. Very
Looks
cute.
Like she did it herself. Good job.
Very
she
cute.
Did it herself. Right.
How about hunting?
I'm going to say not.
How about hunting on popular running trails, parks, and playgrounds on Vashon?
I used to be a hunter, so I understand it. So I'm going to say not.
What did
though.
You hunt?
Pheasant.
Delicious. I love pheasant.
Yeah. I love the feathers.
I never caught a pheasant. The only thing I've ever...
You just hunted for
I
it.
I just hunted for
oh,
it.
Oh, right, because, yeah, the clarification yeah. is that you
never
caught
one.
Pheasant.
Never caught a pheasant.
What'd you catch?
Right. Squirrel.
A cold.
Did you eat it?
I had to.
Oh, you had to!
The rule was if you hunt it and kill it, you have
if
to dress
it
and eat it.
You
How
eat
did
it
taste?
It was in a stew, so it tasted like chicken.
That's what everyone always says.
So interesting.
I don't
know. Doc, was it white meat?
It's mostly dark. It's kind of stringy.
What about the tail? Oh. And did you save the fur?
I did not. I gave it to my brother lived where he hunted and gathered for 3 years. So he kept the squirrel pelt.
Fascinating.
How are you with nuts? You like killing
I'm
nuts?
I'm very pro nut.
All right.
Good.
I'm very pro
nut. We're not even
How
done
about
with
shopping
hot?
Local.
Shopping local is a big hot.
Okay. Amazon it's Prime.
Not so much.
Not.
Okay. I've seen a few
How
boxes.
How about two pot shops?
Two pot shops? That's hot.
Can I ask
Vashon's
a question here?
Vashon's a center for, it was Prohibition era growers were some of the best growers in the Pacific Northwest.
Is that so?
It is. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently yeah.
Locally
the
grown is good stuff.
And do these local pot shops carry the locally grown?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So.
I don't know. There's one, I don't love the neon lights. You know that.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, they set me off a little bit.
Oh, that, in the
oh,
right
no, they
context.
Dim at all.
In the
no.
right context.
It just doesn't fit your town look.
Yeah.
Of the muted colors or no colors at all in a lot of the flora along the streets. And then you've got this like, gosh, 21.
I myself, I don't go for the marijuana. And I'll tell you why. Makes me too hungry.
Really?
I stick with cocaine as often as I can. If I
if
can't
you're watching your
stuff,
waistline, cocaine is where it's at.
It's much better for you. So,
how about snowbirding, rainbirding? You have some folks that move in here and move out quite regularly.
There's some snowbirds here.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that do it, and more people are gonna. So it's gonna be it's hot.
I'm
trend.
Assuming the waterfront people are not. They're not year round as either.
It
maybe
depends.
They are.
They're different. It depends on where they are. I mean, I know some people who are. Mid-Island people who are snowbirds, so.
Oh, Mid-Island.
Yeah.
So where are we now? At the
We're in the middle of the island, essentially.
Middle of the island.
We've never really gone past the zombies, right past it. I mean, one time we were just going
island
the wrong.
Queen,
island oh, Queen. Did they name it after us?
That's adorable.
We're going to have to ask them.
We'll have to
island
ask.
Royalty, yeah. Hey, that was sort of fun.
That was fun.
And now it's time for our favorite segment. This is the part we actually call Jim Marsh. And now I'm seeing him.
Well.
So, since you're here, who do you want to call today, Jim Marsh?
Well,
any burning questions you want to know the answers to? Anybody owe you money?
Well, I don't know if you... So I tried to set you up with something nice.
With a man?
This, no. Oh.
Men.
You don't want me to.
Men.
I don't know if you want to do that on Bash On. I've heard you've had troubles with that.
Just oh, with boy. Our engineers.
Yeah.
We've
well,
never
don't
met
take your, Don't take your work home.
Pretty much ask any guy on the island and they know how to sound engineer. So you just.
Let's. I want to talk about that too. I'm dying to know about how one dates on the island. So.
You don't.
You got a personal beef with someone?
I heard it's a bit like a merry-go-round.
There's lovely people on the island.
The horse comes around again, you hop on, you hop off, and so on and so forth. So who are we calling?
We're going to call the artistic director at the Vashon Center for the Arts.
Oh,
that sounds fun.
What's the name?
Her name is Angela Gist.
Okay, all right.
I like
and
the name.
Her, the Vashon Center for the Arts has been, you know, they built that. You tell me you've seen the Vashon Center for the Arts.
Nope, never been past the studio.
Will you promise me if you're here?
The limousine can't turn around in your narrow streets.
Well, there's a nice big, beautiful parking lot at the Vashon. You go by, you'll see this new building. You'll think, oh my gosh, this is gorgeous. Just check it out.
Sounds great.
Because they are
what
doing,
happens there?
Thank you.
It's a center for the arts, but their artistic director has been bringing in some amazing kind of artwork and plays and
interesting.
Music.
Interesting.
They just did a very touching last month, a My Me Too exhibit where people were doing exhibits.
Yeah, very
about
popular
the Me Too
cause.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And they always they've really brought art to a higher level on the island, I think.
That's glorious.
And
you have a lot of artists here.
So, yeah, but there's also been a lot of theater happening here. And I think Angela, if there's any listeners out there, has tickets to give away to a play.
This is exciting.
So exciting.
It's like philanthropic at the same time. So, it's just getting you. Yeah.
So I figured you being consummate radio show people, you'd figure out a contest for your listeners how they could get these two tickets to.
A contest.
Angela will know
Let's
about
put
it.
Angela on the air.
I pretty much just call Angela and say what's happening on Vashon and what should I do
she
and
knows.
She, yeah. she tells me what
it's
what's good
all
so.
Right
so
Angela are you there
are you Angela come in
hello
Angela
hey, we're live hello this is Anne and Nancy Filson of the famous Filson sisters and you're live on the podcast
hello,
you've heard of
Angela.
Us of course she's heard of us
hi Angela
wow.
it's Jim
I'm sorry we've never heard of you but I'm sure you're lovely what kind of shoes are you wearing right now
They are very practical.
Oh,
shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're very comfortable.
Okay.
All right.
You're are they made
Crocs,
of rubber?
Parts of them, yes.
Yeah, but I bet they are.
That's all right.
Okay.
Okay. Next time. Oh well, sure. It's a moist day. You need that.
Moist.
Now tell us, what do you have? Jim told us you are the artistic director at the Vashon Center for the Arts. Am
yeah.
I
did we get
that
this right? And somewhere in the center of town.
A little more on the R. So it's artistic.
Artistic.
Don't go light on the R.
Yeah.
That's
got
different.
It.
We totally,
got
we're
it.
Just back from Korea, too. We're completely messed up. All right. We apologize. You're the artistic director. Are you and Jim lovers? There's a pause.
Oh
I'm
going
to say that as a yes.
I think. All right.
Okay,
moving
next
along.
Question.
I was trying to decipher what that word was you just said.
Sure.
Oh, lovers?
Oh, sure.
Lovers.
You remember that. Yeah.
Angela, what's going on at the Center for the Arts right now?
Right now, everybody is packing up and leaving.
What?
The work day is over.
Oh, I think we mean like in general, like in the last 48 hours. What are you looking forward
on.
To? What happens
it's Monday.
Down there?
I bet it's a dark day. Monday. Yeah. Monday's a dark.
It's pretty dark.
It's
we're
not
recovering.
Taco Tuesday.
But we're getting ready for an exciting weekend.
Tell us.
We have Tom Pruixma, who is our island poet, magician,
musician, he's adorable.
Storyteller.
Oh, he's a talent. Okay. Such a
he's
talent.
He's going to be on stage Saturday.
Yep, I've seen him in New York.
For the families. So 10:30 Saturday, he is doing a world premiere play.
Ooh la la.
And it's based on the story of Sadako and the Thousand Cranes.
Never heard of him, but we've heard of
the
Tom.
Thousand
and
Cranes.
I think it's going to be fabulous.
Now, do you have some tickets to give away to this show?
Well, I do.
How many?
Right.
How many? Talk to
I
us.
I could do two or three, depending on how big the family is.
Okay.
I want a family to go.
You want
should what if we they, ask what the weight is?
What if the family has four people? They can't go. One person got to stay home.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Whoever wins it, they tell me how many they need for the family.
She's a woman who makes it happen.
This is
that's
wonderful.
Right.
Okay,
this
here's
great.
How we're going to
okay.
do this. If you want to go see Tom Pruixma,
however you like to say
it, poet extraordinaire and
the thousand
very adorable
cranes.
Man, you need to send us an email to TITS at famousphilsandsisters.com and tell us what
it stands for. The identical twin sisters.
Yeah, TITS.
Don't get any ideas.
Famousphilsandsisters.com. Send us an email and tell us why you want to go see Tom and what's something magical that you wish for in your life.
I would like to hear who their favorite on-show radio personalities are here on Voice of Vashon.
Yeah,
if they answer the Famous Filson Sisters on the broadcast,
then they're more likely to win.
Instant winners. They are more likely to win.
Much more likely. Yeah. Angela, delightful to talk to you.
Does Jim want to talk to the person he called?
Jim?
Does she
Hi,
owe you
Angela,
money?
I told you they'd be calling you.
We've got more culture, but wait, there's
what?
More.
Oh, talk to me.
Talk to
wait.
Me.
Sunday, have you heard of this gentleman, David Armstrong?
No.
He was the American
Did he go to the
director.
Moon?
Yeah, the emeritus director of Fifth Avenue Theater.
Oh, I know the Fifth Avenue.
On Vashon.
No. Mm-hmm. Can't be.
How did you manage that?
He's right here. And he's giving a lecture about the American musical on Sunday.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's interesting that they didn't ask us to be on the panel.
I find that, very unusual. It's probably because we were not in America at the time. We were in Pusong.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Pusong, Angela?
Oh, sure.
It's in Korea.
North
We're
south.
Now the spokespeople for the new scent, kimchi.
Uh-huh.
Fermentation is very hot right now.
What else is happening, Ange?
We smell perfectly fermented.
Well, that's it. Did Jim tell you I have some tickets for that as well?
Oh, you're kidding.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Double up.
So,
let's do that. You want to see Tom
Pritzma? Yeah.
And David Armstrong, who he went to the moon, and he's involved with the Fifth Avenue Theater.
Amazing. Email us, and we'll announce the winners on us on Facebook, and we'll reply
T-I-T-S
to you if you win. Don't worry about it. TITS
at famousfilsandsisters.com.
No, the. TITS at famousfilsandsisters.com.
Jim,
Angela, I think we got
else?
The gist of it.
I was just going to say that. That's so funny.
You know what? Nobody's ever said that before.
No.
I
didn't think so.
Come on.
So clever. Okay, goodbye, doll.
See ya.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Jim, so that's kind of what I do is I try and make connections with the things that are cool and magical and happening on Vashon.
That's very
nice.
Oh, my
God. Too bad nobody listens.
I know. Well,
damn it.
We'll
just buy them anyway.
I've heard you call yourself an entrepreneurial socialist.
Yes.
What is this?
I have a degree in philosophy, and I studied Marxist philosophy for most of my college years.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
And after
we
college, I started
Groucho
running.
Marx.
I wish it was Groucho Marx, but I'm actually.
I love him.
I'm more of a Harpo fan.
Yeah, Harpo's great.
Harpo is my
He's
guy.
He's not half bad.
Yeah. But since I graduated college, I started working on small businesses and developing small businesses and realizing, well, okay, I understand, you know, the critiques of capitalism that Marxism says, but I'm also like, hey, I like
Chris
no,
Arthur,
really.
You are the
no,
best
really.
Go on. You've ever
no,
had.
Really. Really, pass the cookie.
So, yeah, I'm you know, I don't know if there's any other chamber directors
I doubt it.
That are you know.
Or executive.
You have to say it like
this.
Chamber.
I like that.
I also heard a little something about you.
Uh-oh.
And
let me ask him,
please,
this,
would
because
you?
I'm dying to get it
I'm
pronounced
so
right,
curious.
First of all. That you were in a band called the Broken Cockamamies.
How did you guys
which
know
Which was
this?
A Led Zeppelin-scented lotion.
No.
A lotion band, and it was scented like Led Zeppelin. That's amazing.
I don't understand it.
It sounds like he was on the cutting edge of this scent
a long time ago.
You guys have some intense research going
Jeff,
on.
Jeff.
Yeah.
He's very good.
The homosexual spelling, and he knows everything about tribute cover bands, especially if they have to do with lotion.
I was in a high school to about the age of 25. I was in a band called the Broken Cockamamies. It was a punk band
it's
in
true.
Chicago.
It's true.
So that is true. We weren't very good, but we had a lot of
but
fun.
But well named.
What does it have to do with lotion?
That's a different thing. There was a time when we were in. I was. My friend was in college in New York, and I was in college in Iowa, and I was looking for a band, and I found these young men who were from Laos, who were refugees.
Laotian.
And they spoke no English.
My
the
bad.
Only English they knew were Led Zeppelin lyrics.
Oh,
and so they needed a... I played
Some
bass.
Some sausage.
And they needed one played drums and one played bass, and they asked through whatever. I just showed up to play with them, and I started. It was a Led
what
Zeppelin
do you
tribute.
Play?
Band. I play bass.
He plays bass,
and they.
That's
we did Led
sounds,
Zeppelin covers mostly for Laotian audiences, all around Iowa and And
I mean, naturally, that's what it's exactly so, what I expected
like
you to say.
Laotian heaven, yep.
Lotion.
Yeah. They were quite awesome. Oh, it was quite fun. So, but otherwise, yeah, I was in a band.
You're a colorful fella. So, you're
was it hard learning
fella.
Those songs?
No, it was punk rock. It was three chords. That's it.
Led Zeppelin.
I love it.
Oh, Led Zeppelin is hard. Yes, Led Zeppelin's.
The musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've made Led love Zeppelin. To all of them.
Twice.
And the same
Even
night.
John Bonham?
Once the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Lucky man.
Well,
yeah. Thank you for saying that.
He couldn't tell us apart either. And I really couldn't tell what he was doing. And let me tell you, the rhythm at them really did work with him.
It did.
We came away unscathed.
We sure did.
Because, you know, we love kids. On other people.
Yeah.
Or in other people, as it were.
We don't have kids either.
Yeah. Good for you.
All right. Chris Austin, overrated. Any children you know of?
Zero.
He's saying Look thumbs up or zero. Look at us, all of our footloose fancy. It's almost like a swingers. No. Because that would mean we would... No.
Well,
I always
TBD.
Get this wrong.
The night is young.
Let's
see
what happens.
What's in the news today?
Let's find out. There's nothing there.
Oh,
I guess you didn't cut and paste
I
that really fabulous.
I
don't know how to cut and paste. You know, I don't do that when I have my nails.
I very much misunderstood
Forget
you.
Forget it. Something
I
about
emailed you a link to it.
I don't do email.
All
you
right.
know that.
Next
right,
time we'll
talk about
it.
Just shout across the room to me
That's
next
so
time.
Fun.
It was something about UFOs.
Okay.
The world is coming to an end. Sorry, Vashon. It's really
happening. Do you
believe
happening. In UFOs? Do you believe there's
life
out
after
there?
Mars?
Life after Mars. If there's life on Mars. I don't think so.
Really? You're
were,
so
he was
arrogant.
He was a philosophy.
To think you're the only
one.
No.
He was a philosophy major.
I think until we see evidence, I'm sure there's got to be because there's stuff here, but
sure.
I don't believe they're coming down.
Does an anal,
they're not coming
does
for
an
you.
Anal yeah, probe not, considered evidence in your part?
It depends.
That's what they always do, right?
Yeah.
You know?
You need depends
you know.
After an anal probe.
You know there is.
Chris, do you believe in life out there?
I think either is an astounding thing. If there's no other life in the universe, or if there is life in the universe.
Yeah, right.
That's a tautology,
it's profound.
Chris.
Very.
I think he's vacillating.
Yeah. I love an intellectual.
No, he's hedging.
But yeah, the probes are nice too.
We do. We're talking to two full-time members or residents of Vashon Island.
Bon
we're asking
vivants,
what they believe
no
in UFOs.
It's so
I mean, come on.
Have you seen the UFO by the airport?
We don't do the airport. We do
no,
the
no, the Vashon airport.
No.
What
are
you talking about?
You don't helicopter in?
You know, we use airlift.
We
actually, we do limo in and airlift northwest out. It's so quick.
So right by where the airlift is, just over to the north of it.
We're usually faking a cardiac infarction.
I'm usually pretty drunk. I'm pretty drunk after the show, too. So I'm just like on the stretcher. And they're just putting you on the
head. What do you know?
No
we're
going to
know. Let's notice it. Let's notice it.
Let's try to open our eyes.
It's one of the things, you know, as the bicycle in the tree slowly gets absorbed into the tree and becomes
We don't care about these colloquialisms. We
you
really don't.
The,
I'm not into trees.
The,
there's trees
UFO.
Everywhere. There's bicycles everywhere. You put them together, still
Big
not
deal.
Interesting.
Now
Big
it's
work.
Time for our favorite segment.
Who's touching you now? All right, Jim. I know this whole time you're sitting here, you're like, Jesus Christ, which one is Anne? Which one is Nancy?
We
know that they're Filsons, but we don't know which is which.
Which is which?
Right.
She's Anne, I'm Nancy. But don't feel bad if you can't tell us apart. We are identical twin sisters. This is the
Doesn't
time.
Doesn't get more similar
you,
than
the same. The surprising thing is you both smell exactly the same.
Kimchi. Yeah. Thank you for noticing.
I was hoping there would be some distinction that, like,
nope,
you know,
no,
maybe a little bit more curry here, a little
not
more
at all.
It's the martini smell.
Grass here. Okay. Yeah, no.
The dry martini.
We're pickled for sure. Yeah. I can tell you that. Longevity. I'm going in the long run.
Yeah.
I'm looking to the long game. That's
long
what
game.
Saying.
Long
Not
game.
A lawn game. A long game.
Yeah, long well, game.
Like
bocce
games.
Is fun. Bocce
I love dressing
so
up for a lawn game.
Why do they call it cornhole? And couldn't we just call it a beanbag toss?
I know. Cornhole sounds so much
it's
better.
It's vulgar.
It is vulgar.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Aliens
not just a blowjob. All right. So this is called Who's Touching You Now? Are we enjoying the
close
dulcet tones
eyes.
Of Chara
close
right
my
now?
Eyes. Okay,
yeah.
Eyes are closed.
All right.
Now,
who's touching you now?
it's me.
This game makes no sense,
I,
as you
I,
know.
If I answer, that means you'll stop.
we'll see.
Well, do you want me to... us?
I'm
to
thinking Anne?
And Fade.
Anne?
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Do we touch similarly? Lily.
Or
touches similar?
I was right.
That was right.
All right.
That was right. Good job. You win. You win.
Oh, boy.
I was also touching. You didn't win, Jack.
Okay.
Okay. This is a fun segment. This is a really fun segment.
You know, this is our favorite segment.
It's my favorite segment.
This really should come with the drinks, in my opinion.
I know.
What happened? Cutting and pasting.
It's time for the nut of the night.
Oh. I love this song. I really love this song because it means I'm going to.
Okay, here are the nuts we have been sent today. If you would like to send us some nuts, I can't think of a P.O. box right now, so just email us and I'll send you a P.O. box.
Forget it.
Now, you know, as nut heiresses, we are considered perhaps the foremost experts on nuts.
We're on the higher upper echelon ends of nut experts.
Of the nut families, I've got to say the
Filbert fortune is something.
Yeah. It's not nothing. That's for sure.
But everybody all over the world says, but what about these nuts? You want to try on
the pistachios?
Nuts?
Oh,
yeah.
That
the
color.
Pistachio is very off-putting.
Well, how about a walnut?
Very lifelike.
Too wrinkly. Too wrinkly.
That's what I thought you would say.
So this package has been sent to us, a lovely little package from Jeremiah in Agua Dulce, California. Jeremiah has sent us, look at this. This is Trader Joe's. A lot of people send us Trader Joe's
I
nuts.
Noticed
it's
that.
Interesting.
Does anybody make their own nuts anymore? Roast them?
I know.
Anymore.
Okay, this is called Bamba.
Let me
Trader
see
Joe's Bamba.
La Bamba.
Oh, that's cute. All
Bamba.
Right.
It's a peanut snack. Now, peanuts are fine. They're, I mean,
are they breaded?
Jimmy
it looks
Carter's
like there's something.
Guy.
They're swathed in something.
Well, it's a peanut snack.
No, I don't know.
This is
it
very.
It looks like
interesting.
False advertising again. And what we're going to ask for you of you, Jim Marsh, is you're going to rate the nuts basically
okay, open this bag.
On overall packaging, beauty, and sex. Okay. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt your texting with our live radio show.
Pass those over to
Chris. Packaging,
okay.
Beauty, and overall
they
sex
look
appeal.
Like very anemic Cheetos.
Texture.
They look more like a Cheeto.
Taste. Delight.
Is a peanut actually a nut?
Don't get into the weeds with this.
I don't
care for these.
They're mostly made of air. Where's the peanut in this?
It's like somebody walked through the room with a jar of peanut.
You know
butter.
What I'm? Oh, it says it may contain peanuts.
Well,
be
I should
careful.
Hope so.
Oh, I don't know. Like
I don't
is.
Like these. But also, I'm not
I would
stopping.
Rather smell kimchi right now.
Either. Yeah.
Oh, here's the ingredients.
It's like I want to taste peanut butter, so
oh,
I keep
you're
eating
so
more.
So close to it, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm it's too, like, it's literally cool. Carrot.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I almost so tasted it.
It has four ingredients, people.
Okay.
First one?
Peanuts.
No, peanut paste.
Tapioca.
Peanut paste.
Why did they say paste and not butter?
It's just peanut paste, corn grits, palm oil, and okay. Salt.
These are pure cancer sticks. They're not bad.
I don't like
I'm
them.
Coming around.
Yeah,
I think
know.
If you eat the whole bag, it's like joining a cult.
I love
the more that
the
you're
Prosecco.
In it, the more you're okay with it.
I think you need to mix it with something else. You know, like a snack mix that has this as one ingredient.
I don't know. I don't know that I would include
like
this
Skittles?
In any mix I've had.
Okay, now.
I'm very disappointed. I'm
scale,
sorry.
On a scale of 1 to 100, what do we think of the packaging?
Packaging?
I think the packaging is not bad. I'll
I think
give
it's
it a
cute. It's got
72.
A little package arms dancing on them. And resting these peanut
it's
snacks on the nose.
Too noisy.
It is a very
you
noisy.
You can't sneak it into the movies.
That's true.
Not here on Vachon. How about for overall sex appeal?
Packaging or the nut?
The nut itself. Yeah, the nut itself.
Or how it makes you feel when you eat it. I don't know.
It makes me. It feels like I'm eating shame.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
How about texture?
That's a wrap, folks. Okay. Join us next month here on the broadcast.
Nut
kind of
night.
My childhood.
Taste.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, Nance, is this a nut you'd like to get your mouth around again, or are you done?
No, done.
Okay.
I'm still eating them, but I'm done. When I finish this bowl, I'm done. All right? And what's ever left in that bag, I'm done. And on our guest bowl, too. But I am done, and don't offer me anymore. You know it. I mean it this time.
I believe you. I believe you.
It's wonderful with Prosecco.
Did you want to tell Jim a joke?
Oh, speaking of nuts, I'm going to start a joke and you finish.
Okay.
This relationship anarchist walks in a bar and he says,
ow.
Boom. You people made it clear we should not ask you about your relationships. Yeah.
Your unconventional
love life.
Is that it was off limits.
Yeah. I'm not.
Okay,
not
love life is off.
But anything off limits is what we're most interested in, clearly.
What are you
into? I'm just dating.
Dating. Dating around.
I'm just that's people nice. Dating Vachon Island.
Tinder?
I'm dating.
Do you Tinder?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you Bumbo?
Yes.
Oh, did
what's
I get that
Bumbo?
Right? I just made it up, but he's doing it.
Yes. I've tried that all.
Do you fumble?
I fumble a lot. That's
now, how does I mean, we my sister and I are fascinated with this. We have no shortage of man flesh paramours around us at all time. Yeah, it's fun. It's, I mean, overabundant.
We say,
you know,
yes,
I mean,
and yes and yes.
Yes, yes, yes. It's fun, right? It's fun.
We have a great time. With sex no strings. Positive. With sex right. positive.
We good to go home together. That's the most important thing. They leave. Anyway, mm-hmm. you put them in the guest house for 2 weeks.
Cabana.
Six.
Yeah.
6 months. It depends. But
it's like milk. They I'm have very, an expiration date.
Oh, and then some.
I'm very curious about how this works in this modern day with the going on the line, the swiping, mm-hmm, the pictures. Mm-hmm, yeah. And tell us about that. I mean, you have a profile.
Yeah. It's all based on first impressions.
So interesting. Just like the old days.
Real life.
Right. So it's like you get pictures and you put pictures and you, if you swipe that you want to meet the person and they say they want to meet you, you get a match and then you get to figure out how you get to communicate together.
Fun.
And that's all it does.
Oh my I God. Think that sounds
so
like
there's
a ball.
There's a little connection there and then you say, like, let's meet up in with our real physical forms.
You can. I mean, most of the time you just got to get through texting and talking to each other like human beings, and a lot of times you don't get a lot of that.
Is it a headshot that you're providing or a full body thing? On a horse?
Yes. A lot of people
surfing.
For some reason, from my female friends, a lot of men pose holding a fish that they caught.
That's very strange.
And a lot of women show the size pose of their with catch. Children, which I think is odd.
Well, I think they're trying to signal. The same. Right.
I'm a mother here.
Here's
first priority.
But otherwise, you know, it's like a headshot. It's, you know, you're auditioning for a.
Do you have a picture of yourself with your squirrel?
I do not.
Well, that's a shame.
He ate it.
He didn't have a picture of me with a chicken on my shoulder.
That's what you use. A
that's
real chicken.
A real, yeah, has
that's
a,
not bad.
A chicken.
So that says
I figure
something
if someone
about
can
you.
Look at me with a chicken and not be like, oh, that's just not me.
And
that's
they're like, goofy. He's just a big old prankster. Yeah, so. He's a joker.
Okay. I lost one of my sterling silver chopsticks.
There goes your chopstick.
There goes dinner. You're listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon. KVASH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. And now a word from our sponsor, Stiff & Shore. Want to feel confident your coiffure?
Don't, just wig.
You want to feel confident your wig is in its rightful place from the boardroom to the bedroom for up to 72 hours? Be sure with Stiff & Shore. It's as easy as pie. Just tightly cover all airways and spray. Set it and forget it.
Plus, try the new line of nail polish, hard and fast.
You won't believe the difference.
No, you won't.
Okay, time for one of my favorite segments.
I love this segment.
Dear Anne and Nancy. Okay. Now, people write us letters and they ask for advice.
You know, we've been around the block, Jamash.
A time or
and
two.
We know exactly what we're talking. We've done it all before. We've not, you know, there's the mistakes.
And
the
we're
praise,
opinionated
the
people. We you know we're not soft-spoken.
People come to us for advice.
They always have.
Obviously.
Always have. So here is a letter that we got to our email address, TITS@famousfilsonsisters.org. You too can write us asking for advice. This
also looking for those tickets at VCA. Don't
please,
forget.
Yes. Dear Anne and Nancy, I love you two. Great opening. My brother and I grew up watching your holiday variety shows and wishing we could grow up to be you. Your costumes are always to die for. So sweet. Thank you.
Great taste.
And that's props to the Korean Bob Mackie, speaking of Korea. I'm writing because I'm in a real pickle and I don't know what to do. My regular deli counter has a couple new fellows and they just can't slice the pastrami as thin as I like
I
it.
Been there.
Interesting. Every time I go, I tell them, slice it thin, please, slice it thin.
She's polite.
They nod like they know what I mean and then the slices, they aren't thin. They're thin-ish, but they're not really thin. I have gone to this deli counter for 28 years. Oh. Is it time to switch? Please advise, as I am heart sick. Signed, your biggest fan, Pastrami Particular in Potomac Heights, Maryland.
Jim, what do we do? What
should
Pastrami Particular do? She's been going to this place for 28 years. She's been polite. She knows what she likes. We don't know why she likes it so thin, but she likes it thin. This is her preference.
It's her preference.
I think you find a person that can satisfy your needs.
You got to move on.
She's got to move on.
You
got to
have boundaries. You can't.
She's expressed her needs, her desires.
If you start taking crumbs from your pastrami slicer, then what crumbs do you accept later on?
Oh,
just
God,
wait till she has
so
a mammogram.
Right.
And they're like, you like it thin?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. It's not like it's a cutlet. I mean,
hold
how thin
tight.
Does it have to be? You know?
I don't know. She apparently likes
she's
it really thin.
She's very particular.
It's
I
a
think
new
you
person.
Figure out what days your regular guy is working.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
She
what do you think, Chris?
She could try to tip him off a little?
Well, I think if you do, the next thing you know, you're in a lotion band for Led Zeppelin.
It's a
downhill
slippery
spiral.
Slope.
Yeah,
it's a slippery
it's
slope.
So don't take it thin.
I don't know. I think that she, yeah, she could go on the off days. Maybe that's not convenient for her. She talks. She could go straight to the management.
Oh, boy.
She could go to the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce.
That's a great idea.
Right? And she's where? In Potomac Heights, Maryland?
Yeah.
That's right.
This is what we're going to suggest to you, pastrami particular.
That's
you
it.
You go straight to the Chamber of Commerce at Potomac Heights,
Maryland. Except no substitutes.
If there is no Chamber of Commerce there, feel free to call Jim Marsh here at the Vachon Chamber of Commerce. At 463-617, that's area code 206.
Jim, we brought you a present.
You did? Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, we usually don't. And I actually fought against it, but I think you'll like it.
It's cute packaging, am I right?
It should be enough that you're on the Jeff program.
Show. Oh, that has been enough, and it was nice to finally put talk to you face to face. Oh, you didn't.
I did. We actually haven't heard what he thinks of us in person.
We should ask.
We smell great, clearly.
You got me a jar of Marmite.
Of course we did. Because you're that funky.
You. We know what you're up to.
Oh, yeah.
And you love fermented foods.
We're always watching Jim Marsh. Just remember that.
A big shout out to there's a restaurant here that's Sporty's. They let me keep a jar of Marmite there. So when I go in for
breakfast. God, I don't know why they would.
How unusual.
It has my name on it. I walk in, I sit down, and they put the jar of Marmite in front of me. I don't even have to ask. That's how I feel like I'm at home.
How did you get turned on to that disgusting spread?
I went to a university in England.
Oh,
he doesn't drink either.
That's why you've got sort of an air about you.
That could be.
That's nice. That could be. Okay, this is a brand new segment. It's so new, it doesn't have a musical opening.
I'm not crazy about it already.
I know, I don't love
like
it.
You know I don't like new things.
She doesn't like new things, and she doesn't like to play games. Okay,
no.
But this is a game. It's so fresh. My sister doesn't even like it a bit. It's called Real or Fake. The category today is
guess
rock
what?
Bands.
It's just about rock bands. It's okay. Not what you're thinking.
Yeah. You're a musician. You've been in bands.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So here's how we're going to play. I'm going to say a band name. You tell me, is this a real band or did I make it up?
Do I get to play along too?
Yes,
or do
you
I just
both
have
get to play
listen?
Along.
Ugh.
Okay.
No, I want to say some of these. I don't want to play.
Oh, no, you're
playing. I just
want
to be the announcer and not play. I want to be busy leading the game. And
all
I don't
right.
want to be in it.
Wow. So all right. Start us off. Jesus.
And dot, dot, dot. And you will know us with the Trail of Dead.
That is a real rock band.
That's real.
That's cockamamie. Right
they
there.
Will know, it's, I think it's They Will Know Us By.
And You Will Know Us By.
And You Will Know Us By The Trail of Dead.
Yeah. It's a real band. Okay. Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
Teenage Jesus and the Jerks.
You like that? I love it.
It's got to be somebody's real band.
Yes, it is. Right. Yes, really? It is. Yes, it
How
is.
About Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, that's Chris Austin's favorite band.
No.
So,
are you Canadian?
You mean a made-up band?
It's a made-up band? Take off,
eh? I have to say, we saw
so
them
was Ryan
open
Adams,
for the Violent
say.
Femmes years ago, and they were a lot of fun. High energy, fellas.
Oh my God.
I think a lot
they
of cocaine.
They give great foot rubs.
Okay. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, comma, Obama.
No, not a band.
All right.
You're right. That's
How about
not a
this?
Band.
Elvis Hitler.
Elvis Hitler is probably a band.
Probably.
Yeah, I think
you're
it's
very
a band.
Good at this game. You're very good at this game.
How about Back Fat?
I think that's not a band name.
Are you sure?
Oh, is that?
It's a band we just started. you're invited.
How
to play
about
bass.
An all woman tribute band to Weezer called Tweezer?
I would love it.
So funny. God, I'm the luckiest. It's too funny. Jim, tell us some of the band names you were in. The band's names.
There's the Broken Cockamamies.
That's, yeah, we're done there.
That was
boom,
the,
done.
There was the Lotion.
Led Zeppelin Lotion
the Led
Band.
Led Zeppelin Band. It was however you say in Laotian, no quarter.
Okay.
Because that's a Led Zeppelin reference. I was in a band called Squiggle and Heart.
Was it a hot tribute band?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's
it was
too
just,
bad.
Oh, question for you while you're thinking about all the bands you've been in. I know this is
that's
really
it.
Hard.
I was only in three.
Oh, okay. besides what BCA has to offer, a magician and someone giving a talk about I don't know what. If you were standing uptown and on your left was the Red Bicycle Bistro and sushi when they feel like it, and on the right was Sporty's. And one was playing a hot cover band. Mm-hmm. The other was playing Edie Brickell cover band.
Love Edie.
How would you choose?
Oh,
there's a lot of cover
Heart
bands
cover
here.
Band.
Because you love Heart?
I love Heart.
Because you love the Red Bike.
I know that
Heart was actually one of their first gigs before they were Heart was here on Vashon.
That's what I hear. Everybody loves them because they're local ladies. We have about
20 seconds to bring this up, but there's a cease and desist order because the Ann and Nancy Wilson.
But here's the thing.
And they still have it, too.
We're a lot older than them. We've been around for, and you know what? They don't even look alike.
No, they don't.
Not at all.
They look nothing alike.
Nothing alike.
My God.
I get furious when I think about it, and it's, you know, I'm a fan of all styles of music, but their music is pop music.
And she didn't say, like, you know, pop. She said pop music. The dog and the butterfly. Yeah.
Come on. Dog and a butterfly.
They should come to Vachon now with all of the pot shops. Yeah. They would love it, wouldn't they?
Ann and Nancy Wilson. We should ask you to cease and desist, ladies.
Jeez.
Come on.
Anyway, we would go to the Edie Brickell cover band.
I'm sure you would.
Anyway,
I had lunch with
Edie. There's a lot of cover bands on Vachon.
Yeah. We had lunch with
Edie. Dating Paul Simon?
Married.
No, married.
Married.
She's a permanent roommate of Paul Simon.
Yeah. We had lunch with them maybe a year or two ago.
Doesn't that seem like a November? Like a
very, it's like March next month,
but it's lasted for so long.
It's crazy.
I guess young girls never go out of style,
isn't that true? Yeah. Paul's fun. You know, he's not that fun, so I think Edie probably gets a little on the side.
But, you know, he's always doing, like, we were there for her singing her happy. We're like, hey, happy birthday to you.
And he was like,
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, we're like,
and Paul. Like the harmony. I'm like, we don't
Art's
harmonize. We're just singing.
Where is Art Garfunkel?
Right,
he's not here.
I guess he's not here because you're all assholes.
God.
But we're not harmonizing tonight. We're just singing to Edie.
Okay.
She's a baby.
On that note, it's time for us to say goodnight, folks.
Oh, I guess it is.
Thanks to our guest, Jim Marsh.
Thank you for having me. Oh my God.
We want you to stay in the conversation with us on Facebook and Instagram, crackers. You can see us in the next month right here on the broadcast.
We always hate
to say goodbye.
But we got
to
do it.
Yeah, so goodbye and stay beautiful, Vachon. I just keep on doing what you're doing.
Woo, woo.